Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week. A hat-trick of hat-tricks. Did I have any? Of course I bloody didn't. Welcome back to Game Week, where I now have the curse pretty badly. I'm Matt Dyson, by the way. Dan Pryor is sitting in his flat in East London. Dan used to curse players, and we used to always say, our game may be weak, but we're still game every week. Now it's just my game that's weak, and I am a clubbing crisis. I feel Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's pain, you know. The board are saying they're going to stick with me for a little bit longer, but frankly, it's looking like my days are numbered. I mean, it was going bad enough anyway, Dan. I picked the wrong Chelsea midfielder, as I say. I mean, I was going big on the more expensive Kai Havertz. He's going to play up front as a striker because Lukaku and Werner are injured. And, you know, if I'd looked at the scoreline and saw 7-0, I'd have been like, brilliant. Kai Havertz must have got quite a few then. Absolutely nothing. Not so much as an assist. I mean, that is elite-level cursing going on there. He started as a striker and did absolutely nothing. I don't know where I go from here, really, Dan, because obviously Mo Salah got a hat-trick for you. And we were up against each other in the head-to-head league, of course, weren't we? And
what was the score?
Captain Obvious made a big difference. Well, there was a 40-point gap between us, Dan. As you know, a 40-point gap between us. But look who Captain Obvious got. Look how many points he got you. 48. So, you know, not saying you're a one-man team, but it was mainly Liverpool players that performed for you this week, I would suggest.
Sorry,
my chair's making a bit of noise. My chair's making a bit of noise. Even my furniture's falling apart.
I feel like, you know, in the hit movie Twins, and I'm like the Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and I'm Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
In this in terms setup.
Of what we're bringing to the FPL party on this podcast.
Well, I mean, no, I suppose people like, do they enjoy my misery? Do they get some schadenfreude from it? I think possibly. I don't really know, but it's beyond the joke for me. I mean, last week I was talking about how, you know, like the Salah Dodgers are in an impoverished family in the depths of strike action, just saying we must continue for another week. And my family are literally starving. They're living off grains, fantasy football grains, if you can continue the analogy, right? And now I'm thinking, I mean, I can't even wait till the African Cup of Nations, till Mo goes away, because that's months away. He's going to score every single game until he goes away for the African Cup of Nations. Now, I am a man of my word. I cannot go against the Salah dodging. It's like a religion that I laid out a couple of seasons ago on this podcast. It's now sort of a noose around my neck, to be honest. But I'm now thinking, like, if I signed Mo Salah now, I could curse him therefore leveling the playing field. How would you feel? How would you feel if I signed him, Dan? How would you feel? Because he would definitely blank the next week. No two ways about it.
I think it's too late, but I would feel like it was a long won victory for me and the Salah owners.
For you, everything's always a victory for you, isn't it? No, I mean, let's not put too much attention on you, because it is Mo Salah that's doing all the performing here. You're merely just capturing him every single week and he's delivering.
Except
but, I mean, look, I could get rid of Ronaldo. That frees up enough cash to make another little change in my midfield, take a 4-point hit and get Mo Salah in. I mean, I can't even believe I'm saying it. But I just know that if I do, and as soon as I do, he will blank. He hasn't blanked in how many weeks now? Eight weeks, is it? Now he's getting a hat trick as well. It's just, I mean, he has peaked. If he's capable of peaking, I think he's peaked. But I'm really tempted just to buy him just to the other owners off. Sorry, annoy other owners. Sorry, I'm forgetting where I am there. Shouldn't really swear. Don't want to put a swear warning on this. We get a lot of young teenage listeners, don't we? Don't want to swear to them.
A teenager's definitely don't want to hear that, yeah.
You don't hear that. But, I mean, what an outrageous display it was. The hat-tricks was, I mean, what a week it was. Salah got a hat-trick, Mount got a hat-trick, Josh King got a hat-trick. I mean, I wouldn't have put Josh King in for that. I suppose he was against his old team. We should have highlighted that as being a factor, but I didn't expect him to score a hat-trick.
Did you see the stat I sent you earlier in the week that Mo Salah has more FPL points so far this season than De Bruyne, Kane, Lukaku and Ronaldo combined?
Combined, I know, yeah. He's got more than double his nearest rival, hasn't he, in the midfield, I think. He's pretty much got more. Apart from Vardy, he's got Antonio. He's got pretty much double anyone else, 107 points.
Do you think if you were a Spanish, you'd have avoided Messi all those years, been a Messi dodger?
I mean, if you look back at the history of why I chose to do this, it's nothing against the man. He seems like a lovely guy. He's an amazing talent. It's nothing against Liverpool. It's just that
Egypt.
Nothing against Egypt, Dan. How dare you? Love Egypt. Never been, but it's a place I'd love to go. It was just against the homogenization of this game that we love. It was too predictable. Everyone had him. He's currently on 68.8% ownership. And that's not good for the game, Dan, is it? If everyone's got the same player and they're catching there every week, then what's the point? There's no excitement for this game, is there? And so, and now I've dug myself into this hole, I'm finding myself getting deeper and deeper underground, a bit like
Jamiroquai.
Jamiroquai on this song for that film, that awful looking film about Godzilla that they did. It was a real low point in JK's career, wasn't it?
That was a good song.
And I feel like this is a low point in my FPL career. I don't think I can get any further down. I blew big money on Ronaldo and Lukaku. Ronaldo is, I mean, he looked like he should have really been sent off. I know he's kicking the ball, but, you know, I think he could have been sent off in the game. He did score a goal that was offside, but, I mean, I just don't know what to do with him now. I'm stuck with him. And now,
if it's any consolation, he scores against Spurs an awful lot, even at Madrid.
Well, but there's two teams really down on their luck coming to each other, isn't there? I mean, it could be a really boring goalless draw. There could be nothing happening in this game. Spurs doing really badly, Man United doing really badly. Is anyone going to do well out of that?
Well, either Solskjaer wins and the pressure's off for another week, or he loses and potentially gets sacked. There's some United fans
get
want him
sacked
out.
Sacked ahead of the Man City game, which is the one after that as well, because they're going to get ripped apart.
A bad run, aren't they? I remember saying that earlier in the season that I got out of them. I got out of Greenwood and Shaw when I did my wild card.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, I didn't have a great week.
What'd you get?
I think... I got 46 points, but I spent four. So average. I ended up with 42. The average was 64. Wow. I mean, that's obviously mainly down to Mo Salah captainers, though, isn't it? The average is skewed now due to his massive ownership, and everyone captains him. I know I'm on my own here, so I'm preaching to the crowd of sheep that all do the same thing as you, Dan. But, I mean, it's just a bit annoying. The only positives for me, obviously, Ronaldo is a massive negative. Havertz only got 3 points. At least he got a clean sheet point. But, I mean, I cannot believe that he didn't score or do anything. It's just insane that he wouldn't do that. And, very annoying. But Livramento got a goal, so he has one positive. For me, my cheap budget defender at Southampton, Alexander Arnold, got 10. That was about it. I mean, it's just horrendous, Dan. But do talk us through your team, because I'd like to see where the bulk of the points came for prior's players, because obviously you've got really strength and depth after playing your wild card recently. So the points must be spread around. It can't just be, say, in that one Egyptian midfielder.
Well, that one player got me 48, so I'd have beat you anyway with just yeah, one player
just
on the pitch.
This is the state I'm in. So, yeah, look, Tomiyasu, 2, Diaz, 2, Cancelo, 2.
Hang on.
Kinder Bueno, 1, Rafinha, 1. They're both injured as well, by the way. Vardy, 1. He's also injured. Tony got 1, 2, sorry. And then you've got Huang, who popped up with a goal. I mean, he does look like a potentially fairly decent option. And then Trent Alexander-Arnold and Mendy in goal. But it was, I mean, if it wasn't for Mo... Take him out of the equation, Dan. You know, it's not looking great, is it?
Listen, you're slagging my team. Cancelo and Diaz were inches away from getting a double clean sheet. They both started. Trent Alexander-Arnold, his price has gone up this week. People have realised, oh, hang on a minute, I do need Salah and Trent Alexander-Arnold, as of course we all knew. And Bueno...
Yeah. The template team. It's part of the template team, which you're such so in favour of, yeah.
Rafinha... And Vardy all got subbed off before an hour, which is horrendous situation. And Huang was a masterful decision. Another concern is Duffy, who was on my bench, who suddenly dropped from the first team, which is not...
I don't know why that is, because he's also in my team. That was seemed like a strange choice.
And I kept him over Livramento when I did my wild card, which I'm quite regretting now. Although Southampton's fixtures do go a bit squiffy in 2 weeks. Tony... was my sub in for Werner, and I was really stressed. I was messaging you going, I don't know what I'm doing here, because I had my daughter's second birthday come up on a Saturday, and it was a madhouse. And it was one of those situations where I couldn't get any peace and quiet. I wasn't in the office, and I just didn't have time to make a sensible decision. The player I was going to get was Richarlison, which, even though he scored, he didn't start, which was what my worry was. I'm still interested in keeping an eye on him. But Tony, now the fixtures after this is what we got. Burnley,
yeah, well, he's got a great run. Yeah, I really bought Tony personally for this next art games for him.
I didn't really want to double up with him and then Bueno.
Yeah, but I still think it's worth. I think it's worth doubling up for these games. They're playing three fairly easy teams.
But you had Raya as well, didn't you? Who's now out for 3 or 4 or 5 months.
Oh, I can't believe that. I mean, what's going on with him? I don't even know what happened to him. I read the headline and then that was enough for me. It's like, 5 months. I can't afford to replace him, but his price is going to go down if I don't. So now I'm stuck in that awful quandary.
I was hoping the sub-keeper would be 4 mil, but it's a 4.5 million keeper, because that would have been a nice 4 million option other than Foster.
Yeah, good thinking. Who is their sub-keeper? Let me have a look.
I don't know, but he's 4.5. Same as Ramsdale.
Fernandes, yeah, they've got Gunnarsson there, who's also out. He's gone out on loan, right? Yeah. That's why he's red. Yeah, 4.5. Is he going to be as good as Raya?
4.5 is stupid. You've got Arsenal keepers and other keepers. Palaces, other keepers.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been stung a bit by Arsenal with Saka and
Tomiyasu didn't do great, did he?
Smith Rowe's price has gone up. People are loving Smith Rowe.
Does he deliver on his promise on a regular basis? I don't know. The jury's still out for me.
He scored 3 games in a row at home.
It's a pretty interesting stat, that prior. I'll tell you who I've got my eye on, though. Maxwell Cornet. Ooh, he could be good. He looks really quite good for 6 million and a midfielder. And Burnley, have a couple, some decent fixtures on the horizon, you know, not too bad. Looking fairly green, apart from a little away trip to Chelsea. He looks very good, though, Cornet.
I saw Villa's keeper got bonus again because there was a penalty that didn't go in. You know, went in off the rebound. Martinez.
He saved it and then it went to the rebound, but he still gets 10 points. Yeah.
He's already on 7 bonus points this season in 8 games that he's played.
The bonus people, they love him. They loved him last season as well, didn't they? For some reason, they can't get enough of him.
Hey, great twist in the Alonso Chilwell saga.
What was the twist that he scores again?
Yeah.
Just good. I mean, if I'd waited for just 1 week, he would have been my best signing in years. Unfortunately, I went too soon. And then Alonso played in the League Cup as well. He started in the League Cup and they made him captain. Pathetic. I don't care if he's made captain, mate. Just, you know, he's not going to play him. He's not going to play him at the weekend now, is he?
Probably not.
I mean, Chilwell came on as a sub, but he's definitely not. But I can't go back to Chilwell. I can't do that.
You must be losing a fortune in Alonso. They were the same price.
I've never got any spare transfer kitties to get rid of him at the moment.
This is why when I say you're going about me and the 0.1s here and there, they all add up.
Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't be replacing Alonso with Chilwell. I just can't bring myself to do that. I've just, you know, I've just got to chalk that one up, put that one down to experience and try and move on and find someone else. I mean, it's, I don't know. I just think my only option is now is to try and curse Mo Salah. You know, and I'm heavily thinking about that. But at the same time, I just don't know if I can do it.
Have you ever had him? Did you ever get him like before he got as good as he is?
You know what? I probably had him when he first signed for Chelsea, actually. Oh. I mean, when he wasn't very good. And then that's why I held off getting him when he signed for Liverpool, because I thought, oh, it's that one for Chelsea who wasn't that good. And then he went on to prove me wrong every single game week ever since. And then by then it was too late.
Norwich are annoying, aren't they?
Well, if by annoying you mean rubbish, yeah. I mean, they've got they offer nothing. Just got absolutely battered.
Remember a season or two ago when I was like, player ever's playing Fulham, I think it was, when they were doing really badly.
Yeah.
I feel like that with Norwich now. Like, I've got Rafinha, I'm keeping him for Norwich game.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I'm keeping Rafinha for that. But I mean, how, because he looked quite injured in that tackle, Rafinha. But then, is that just a knock? It looked almost
He sent a message.
Either way, his injury.
Didn't he? He sent a message saying nothing to worry about. He put some sort of...
Really? Oh, great. Good. Oh, nice. Because he's the only Leeds player worth having at the moment, really, isn't he?
Until Bamford's back. And seeing as they ruined Dallas by making him a midfielder. I'm waiting to find out after these midweek cup games, see where we are. Because like you mentioned, I've got 4 injured players, 3 yellow, 1. And then Decoro is still red, but he's only gone down 0.1. So it's not a major drama. But... I'm not sure where to go next. I'm tempted to get Mount after the goal fest.
Yeah. I know. God, I wish I'd got Mount instead of Havertz. But Havertz then went and scored as well, didn't he, of course, in the League Cup.
And Hudson-Odoi scored the other day. You spent all that time slagging him off last week.
Yeah, I never slagged him off. You spoke about him every single season preview for about 3 years in a row.
It was one year.
That's what I was mocking you for. You talked about him constantly. It was every single time. Oh, Hudson-Odoi looks pretty good, by the way. Surprised you're not tipping that 4-year-old Arsenal youngster they signed from nursery. You could might as well start tipping him now, put him on your watch list. You were tipping Hudson-Odoi from when he was at school.
I remember.
that's not an exaggeration.
It was the charity shield. He had a good game in that, and then he never played again for about a year. Whereas, and 4-year-olds, I remember Spurs having some 16-year-old wonder kid who scored from the halfway line and in a youth game. And I don't add any substance to those youth players. They got Troy Parra. I've been waiting for him to explode into a goal scorer that we all thought he was going to be. So I don't worry about 4-year-olds, but it's depressing to think that if that 4-year-old's on there, I mean, how many seasons would we be down? About season 18. If we're on season 18 of game week, he'll probably be one to keep an eye on.
I think Rudiger looks like a fairly attractive proposition as a Chelsea defender. If we're looking at the Chelsea squad, he seems to play most games. and yeah. seems to like getting forward a little bit more than I used to see him do. But James looks great when he plays, but he doesn't play enough. He doesn't play often enough. But Chilwell is just an absolute beast. Have you got Chilwell in your team yet, Dan? I mean,
no, but he's tempting.
Rub salt into my wounds.
Exactly. Yeah?
I'm surprised you haven't done it.
I've got too many injuries. Cause... if I had a fitter squad, I think a lot of people must be in this boat with injuries because it seems to be. I think
they seem to be dropping like flies.
Maybe
at the moment. Yeah.
2 months ago they were saying it was the most injuries they've ever been at this stage, and it really feels like it is now. So, I mean, everyone's in a bit of a situation. I think I'm probably going to look at a points deduction from my transfers this week or next week, the way things are going, and it's kind of wondering who to bring in to make that worthwhile. I saw someone who did like a 20-point kind of level of points spent and got about 116 points. So... it can be done. You can spend big and maybe come out a bit better. It's just whether you're...
but you've got to get Mo Salah. You've got to captain Mo Salah. That's it. I mean, you can't do that and not captain Mo Salah, otherwise it won't work. I mean, maybe if you'd captain Mason Mount and you brought in Josh King as well.
Look, you know. James, I'll tell you this team. Like, there was a 16-point spend, so I was a little bit off, and it was 121 points.
Right.
In one of my beliefs.
Still, but that's...
James, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Chilwell, Foden, who did amazing, Antonio.
Yeah.
They even had Livermore on the bench. So that's a big spend for Rob's Rockers in another one of my leagues. But with...
big up Rob's Rockers. I mean, what about Vardy then? Is he out for a while, or is he just... are you going to be selling him?
Not until I know what's going on.
Tielemans is looking amazing at the moment, but I'd like Vardy to be out because then we can see more of Daka. I want to see more of Patson Daka in
such
the Premier
League. Such a hype monster. All these...
he could be very exciting, couldn't he?
All the glamour new signings, Lukaku, Ronaldo.
He's not that glamorous, is he?
It's
excitement. You just stick with the same old squad every season, Dan. Oh, shall I buy some new players? No, I just captain Mo Salah again. He always delivers, doesn't he? Look, some people get excited by the fresh blood coming in. New people, new exciting changes. You know?
You're like one of those TikTokers. You've got no attention span. You're just after the next
TikTokers. Oh, yeah. That's it. I only have, like 17-second bursts. That's all I care about. Look, Tielemans is having an amazing season. If I'm making any changes in my midfield, it's getting him in.
Is it?
Yeah. He seems to play every week. He's getting goals and assists. He's looking pretty good, but I got not much choice but to try and stick with what I've got at the moment. Maybe buy a new goalkeeper because I'm going to have to do something about him.
One of the reasons I want to keep hold of Vardy is because they've got Arsenal next. And you remember Vardy and Arsenal kind of... they are a very good combination if you're a Vardy owner. He's got a good record against them, hasn't he, from the season that he nearly signed from.
Yeah, so he nearly went there, didn't he? Yeah. Could be interesting, couldn't it, that?
I saw Jesus started. He only got an assist, but he hasn't really... he's only blanked, what, 3 times in the season so far. And City play Palace, which isn't the worst fixture in the world, even though they look better than they used to.
Yeah, Jesus isn't doing that badly overall either, is he? He's like the third best performing striker at the moment.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't play it that often, it would appear, but...
And you must have been happy with Antonio doing well.
Yeah, it was a nice little poacher's goal, wasn't it, from him? I mean, yeah.
Terrible defending.
Came through. Well, it was by Harry. Harry's, his mind's on other things, isn't it?
I wouldn't really be rushing.
Yeah, that was nice.
To get him, would you, Kane? I remember you talking about
it. No, he looks out of sorts, doesn't he, still?
He just doesn't look like he's putting a shift in. Antonio came off that pitch looking like he'd done a marathon, and Kane's come off like he's gone out and had some stretches.
Spurs, Man United, then Everton away. I mean, Everton away is a red game on the FPL at the moment. Because
after Watford.
Yeah, exactly. But just thinking maybe Son now, that's the sort of time for Son, that sort of late November run of...
he didn't play very well the other day.
Process crept up.
But yeah, I would like to have him for the kind of, like you say, even Everton away, where he got sent off famously, of course, and then they retracted it because it was that Gomez tackle. So he's probably going to get a bit of bother when he goes there. But, I mean, I felt like Spurs looked almost better without Kane in at the start of the season, with playing all the pacey forwards rather than a striker. It's getting a little bit ridiculous. But United's the exact sort of game where maybe some of the players will wake up. Hard situation for the Pogba owners the other day. He's been a popular buyer.
Yeah, a lot of people have got him, certainly.
Out now for most of the month.
Yeah, and a quite, a very straightforward red card, really. I mean, you can't really argue with that one, can they?
No.
I'm wondering about Gundogan going on another little scoring fixture, a little scoring run. You know,
you never heard him before.
No, not for that first half of last season. I do regret that's one of my big regrets in life, not in life, in this so-called FPL life. And he looks like he's apparently he's creating a lot of chances. He's getting a lot of chances in the box. Him and Foden looking decent for what is slightly cheaper than the rest of the squad.
The thing was that they all said Gundogan was doing well because De Bruyne was injured at that time when he had that hot streak.
When he came back,
he was a little bit less regular. So you just wonder whether he's going to be affected by that. And I think he was on like some free kicks as well. Foden's been a very popular buy, hasn't he? He's got a 6 and a 7 in the last couple of games. Grealish finally coming through with an assist. He's had a very dry run since game week 3 of points.
Yeah, but Foden's still, like, on a run of starting every game at the moment as well, isn't he? He seems to be one of Pep's favourites at the moment. Raheem is like the forgotten man, isn't he? So Foden's like now in proper favourite central with Pep Roulette. So, I mean, that bodes well for him, doesn't it?
Yeah, interesting stuff with him. Have you got Cancelo or Diaz? Or any... Have you got any
I mean... I did have. I got rid of him. If I'm getting rid of Alonso, it'd be Cancelo. But he's another one that everyone's got, isn't he, really? He's quite... I'll say that only 25% of people have got him, but he's the one Man City player that started in defence every single game this season. He seems to do pretty well, doesn't he? 6.3 million. It wouldn't be a very inspirational signing. I sort of quite like the look of Kurt Zouma at West Ham. Because Kurt Zouma has been quite excited. Been quite, he scored a few goals every now and again when he got a run at Chelsea. I just think he could potentially start to flourish for them, but I'm not sure of their fixtures at the moment. But he's one to keep an eye on in their defence. Well, Cresswell's looking all right for assists again as well, and he had a good first half of last season and then dropped off a bit, but he seems to be having a bit of a purple patch.
I mean, you might argue that Ogbonna, who's 4 mil cheaper than Zouma and has scored a goal.
Yeah, he's scored one goal. Yeah, I mean, he's scored one goal. But I mean, apparently, I don't think he's prolific, is he?
And Zouma, who's scored 0 goals in the Premier League.
Yes, well, yeah. Right. But I don't think he's only started, he's not, he has started about 6 games, 5 or 6 games.
What are you on about?
But yeah, I still just fancy Kurt Zouma more than Ogbonna, I would say, as a goal threat from set pieces.
All right. Are you captaining anyway in Salah's absence?
But that would be how I'm cursing him. I'm gonna buy Mo Salah and I'm gonna captain him, Dan.
You're never gonna do it.
The obvious thing. It's the obvious thing. Sell Ronaldo, get rid of a midfielder, take a 4-point hit, put Mo Salah in, captain him. Just do that every week. Just leave it. Just don't even tinker with it. Just leave it.
Get his price up. Nice.
Classic move.
Everyone jumping on. I've made a fortune.
That's how What's Her Name from Accounts does it. We haven't mentioned her for a while, have we?
Doris. That's because she's ahead of you.
She is, because she captains Mo every week.
So are you seriously captaining, or have you not decided?
Oh, I'm very much undecided at this stage, mate. I'm tempted to leave it with Kai, because they are away at Newcastle. And, if he is going to start up front again, He has to score. I'm sort of tempted by Antonio, though, away at Aston Villa as well, because their defence has been a bit leaky of late. Or there's Ronnie. I mean, imagine he will have a massive turnaround in fortunes. he might do better in front of goal at the moment, I'll tell you what, than Ronaldo. Remember Ronnie Rosenthal's famous miss? Almost as bad. Who did the really bad miss at the weekend? It was...
I didn't see goals really, because I was on 2-year-old birthday duty.
Yes. Did it go well?
Yeah, nice Spurs away kit.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, nice. It looks really good, that. I mean, yeah. As football kits go, that is a nice one. At least
I hated it. Now I like
arty.
It.
Arty.
Yeah.
A bit bit arty, isn't it? Yeah, quite
right. But I missed out on all the other goal action. I watched a bit of the Spurs game on my phone, which was just really depressing and terrible match to watch. First,
you'd be better off not bothering. Just play past the parcel instead, mate. It's more entertaining.
And you might get something at the end of it, yeah.
Well, you're guaranteed a prize, yeah, every time, yeah.
Oh, well, that's the generous version of prize possible. If you,
yeah, well, that seems to be what it is now. Yeah,
oh, I know, this generation.
I know, yeah. So, like, no one, there are no losers. You can't cry if you open a section and you get nothing.
You get a fun-sized chocolate every section.
Yeah, you get a little bag of Haribo each bit, yeah.
Do you know what you realise that I never realised? It wasn't until I was a lot older, was that whole thing was a fix, that the parents get to pick their favourite person to win it.
Oh, it's often the birthday person that has to win it now, isn't it? It's like, if it, you know, it just ends up on whoever's birthday it is, in my experience. I mean, I wouldn't get too worried about fixing of pasta parcel, but
I was thinking of when you were a kid. I don't remember winning it pretty much ever, and I was a pretty good kid.
You were pretty good at opening those parcels, weren't you? God, you opened them super fast and got it passed on straight away.
And then how do you make sure they're not undoing two layers? Because it's, you know, it's just wrapping paper.
Well, I know,
do a really hard rip and get all the way to the middle and the first go.
It's a minefield. But then there's also the whole, if you've got four hands on the parcel when the music stops, I mean, that's an absolute minefield. Like, it's in the middle of being passed to one person and the other person's accepting it, and then the music stops. What do you do then, you know?
I feel like pass the parcel.
You need VAR or something.
Where your expertise lies, yes. And maybe your future is a pass the parcel podcast.
Yeah, oh yes. God, that would be great, wouldn't it? It'd be entertaining for thousands, yeah, I'm sure. Well, there we go. Who are you catching, Dan?
Mo Salah.
Yeah, I might go Mo, actually. That's a good idea.
Go Mo, yeah.
Listen.
You go, for those in the know, go Mo. Yeah, great.
Have a look, right?
Brighton at home.
Game week 4.
Another easy win.
Game week 4, his price went down. People had sold him. They were getting on Ronnie Rosenthal. On Ronaldo.
Rosenthal.
And they were getting on Lukaku. Because the transfer window closed. His price went down. Now he's 12.9.
Really?
Yeah, but he was getting
true?
Sold.
God.
So, and you that was, by the way, him, after he'd scored 17-3, 10-8. So he hadn't had a bad start to the season. 3 goals.
Yeah, I know. Why was that? Why were people selling him? I can't remember any particular reason.
Because they were like you. It was like stars in their eyes. Tonight, Matthew, oh, I'm right, going to sign Lukaku and Ronaldo.
It was exciting, mate. It was exciting. We got on board with the hype. You know, we want new flashy things. But yeah, now he's 12.8.
Yeah, well, Matthew Kelly had you for a hook, line and sinker. And for me, I've had him the whole time. So yeah, it's obvious, but I never sold him. And I've kept him every week except for the Benrahma debacle in about game week 4. And we've been wrong. His price has gone down as well, I've noticed.
Well, he's got to blank soon, Dan. That's all I'm saying. He's going to blank soon. Possibly when I curse him. You know, and I feel if he does blank, then I'll still win. Because I win either way. If I buy him and curse him, then I've won. That's good. That's a result, because it means all the Captain Obvious people haven't got their points they're relying on every week. And if he stops scoring, that's great. But I've also bought him, but I've achieved something by cursing him, you see, rather than losing out because he hasn't scored. It's an achievement because I've leveled it out for everyone. I'll go back to my original point then. I'm genuinely considering it.
187. That's the points difference between us, just if anyone was interested.
That's what happens when you captain Mo every single week this season. That's how much that equates to. So well done. You know, brilliant. What a fun game this is. I think I'm going to go off and play past the parcel with my kids.
Now. Okay, mate. Yeah.
Cheers, mate. Let's leave it there, shall we? And remember that it may be a fantasy, Dan, but it is serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.